Country Club FM.
Time for today's Almanac, and actually, earlier this week, was it yesterday, we had Lee Majors on, and I was watching some clips of $6 Million Man, picking out the best that I could find.
Yes.
To give you an idea of the $6 Million Man, Lee Majors, Steve Austin, the whole thing, and literally, just about every scene had that in it.
Wow.
The typical triangle kind of the...
Yes.
That was big in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. That's mainly the reason why I bought that triangle. And hopefully I'm trying to catch on with a band that needs a triangle.
Yep.
I should have just showed up at that mismatch thing that you guys had over at the doghouse.
Right.
And
you
just
have been drafted.
Just kind of snuck up onto the stage and just started playing triangle. I would have stuck out like a sore thumb, I'm sure.
Well, it's all right.
Almanac Tuesday, April 24th, 114th day of the year, 251 days until the end of the year. 1872, Mount Vesuvius erupted in Sicily. This was 1872. This wasn't the big eruption like in the first century AD where it buried Pompeii.
Right.
But still, Mount Vesuvius, one of the most active volcanoes we have seen. I prefer it over Krakatoa myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mount Vesuvius, 1872. 1898, Spain declared war on the U.S. Remember the Maine. U.S. not too happy about that. Something about that little island of Cuba. It has been a hot spot for many, many a century. And Spain declared war on the U.S., rejecting America's ultimatum. We wanted Spain to get out of Cuba. 1898, Raymond Burr. You know him as Perry Mason, Little Ironsides.
Sure.
Well, he made his TV debut on this date on the Gruen Guild Playhouse. Gruen, that was a watch company.
Yes.
And they sponsored the Gruen Guild Playhouse.
I had a Gruen pocket watch.
Did it keep good time?
It's just spot on, Jim.
Nice.
Yeah.
My first watch had a big, thick leather wristband, watch band on it, and it had the loops and everything on. I wish I still had that, because that was a dandy.
Yeah.
It almost looked like a dog collar without the spikes.
Nice.
Because otherwise that would have been a weapon. I don't think they would have allowed me on the bus with it.
No.
And then I remember when I got my first digital watch, which was the black background and then the red readout.
Oh,
and then you had the
nice
two little buttons on. That may have been a Casio. I can't remember if it was or not. Because Casio was the number one name in digital watches.
Yep.
They went crazy. But Burr, 1952. How about 1969 this day? When you think about it, probably no other living man has probably had to tell people that he's not dead more than Paul McCartney. He had to do that almost on a daily basis in the late 60s. Somebody started a rumor that he died, and then the rumor would come up again, and then he would be on an album cover where he's sitting in a box, but if you turn the album to the side, it looks like he's in a coffin.
Right.
And it's a conspiracy theory that people still think today that he died in 66 and that they replaced him with a lookalike who also happened to sound just like him, too.
Yeah.
So in 69...
And happened to be a left-handed guitar player.
Well, that's the other thing, too, because they say there are other times where they're seeing a right-handed guitar hanging around out of pictures. So, you know, people are seeing what they want to see, probably, in that instance. But this date in 1969, Paul McCartney said, there's no truth to the rumors he is dead. Those rumors surfaced again because of the Abbey Road album came out, and he's in bare feet. He's the third one, and he's dressed, and he has bare feet.
Yeah.
So that came out again, but he said, no, I'm not dead. 1969. 1974, legendary actor, comedian Bud Abbott. We're remembering A. Abbott this morning.
I asked you for 50 cents.
Well, all I had was 40 cents.
So you owe me 10 cents.
How can I owe you 10 cents?
Take it easy. 40 cents and 10 cents is how much?
That's, everybody knows that.
It's 50 cents.
Oh, no. 25 and 25 is 50 cents.
All right. Here's your 40 cents. Give me back the dime you owe me.
Okay, now we're even.
He always tried to scam old Costello.
Right.
Out of money.
And oftentimes he did.
Right. Give me two tens for a five.
Right.
It doesn't get any better, but we lost Bud Abbott on this date. He was 78. They didn't always get along.
No, they didn't like each other that much.
Which is good. Sometimes that makes the best comedy teams.
Well, there you go.
1974, he was 78. 1981, Billy Shoemaker, the greatest jockey of all time.
Yep.
He could probably ride a boar, a pig at the county fair and win.
He was skilled in the saddle, in the irons.
He won his 8,000th race. On this date.
That's a lot of races.
I mean, you win that much, you don't even know what losing is like. Can you even be humble at any point in time in your career if you've won 8,000 times?
How many races do you have to race before you win 8,000?
Well, I'd like to see his record. Yeah. How many did you race in?
Was that 8,010?
That was 2,000 more than any other jockey.
Wow.
And he was diminutive. That helped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Small stature helped. Sure. That's in 81. 2008 in the news.
Wesley Snipes gets 3 years behind bars. He was sentenced Thursday on misdemeanor tax charges.
But this is a man of integrity.
Snipes' lawyers...
So much integrity that he didn't pay taxes.
Right.
But basically, he had the theory that he just spent all his money. They can't tax what he doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his theory. Just spend all your money, because if you don't have it, then you don't have to pay taxes on it. It didn't quite work out that way. That was 2008 here this date.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
What is that thing? Well, I think it's wrong.
It's so good, though.
It's one of my favorite songs from the 70s. Billy Paul, the guy singing that song, died on this date 2 years ago.
Hmm.
He was 81. He was part of the Philadelphia Sound.
That was good.
That was 2016. And here in this video, he is sporting a beard much like that of James Harden.
Wow.
The Timberwolves. You know what they did last night? They poked the beard.
Yes,
you don't want to poke the beard.
Don't poke the beard.
Don't poke the sleeping beard.
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays now.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Shirley MacLaine, give her daughter the shot. That's from Terms of Endearment.
Huh.
She won the Academy Award. Maybe that scene right there gave her the award, put her over the top. Shirley MacLaine is 84. She played a good Endora in the Bewitched movie.
The one she was in
the
movie.
With Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
She is 84
today.
She's out
there a little bit.
Barbara Streisand.
Love, soft as an easy chair.
From the movie A Star Is Born, and with all due respect to Kris Kristofferson, thank God he didn't start singing with her.
Yeah.
He held her hand, listened in the headphones.
Yeah, she's doing just fine.
She's doing fine just by herself.
Right.
Old Babs, Barbara Streisand, the actor, the singer. She's 76 today. We're going to be talking to this guy tomorrow.
Someday tomorrow will smile. A little girl in the meanwhile.
The bass singer from the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban. Where would we be without Bow Mau Upa Mau Mau from Elvira?
Right.
He's probably very famous for that. Maybe even gets tired of people coming up on the street saying, would you do Elvira for us?
He probably is tired of it.
So Richard Sturban.
But they'll do
birthday.
It on Friday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 75. You know, we played Trying to Love Two Women.
Yes.
Last time I saw the Oak Ridge Boys down at Treasure Island, they did not do that song.
Ooh.
So I don't know. I'm hoping they do it this time around Friday at the Medina Entertainment Center. Get your tickets now. So he is 75. You remember Caddyshack?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember Noonan?
I'm playing. You don't want that scholarship, do you?
I guess I don't. I guess you don't.
Noonan. Michael O'Keefe, who played Noonan. Happy birthday to him.
How old is he?
63.
Wow.
For Noonan. Well, we're waiting. So, Michael O'Keefe, happy birthday today. If you need somebody to play a military man, some military personnel, you're going to call on Glenn Morshower.
Petty Officer Ryback.
Ensign Taylor.
Sir.
You don't have to sir me, Ensign Taylor. We're casual down here in the galley, you know.
I'd watch it right back. We still have a week together.
I guess that means I won't get to see you go through puberty.
Oh, there he is, an under siege. There's nothing petty about Ryback.
No.
The guy can cook, and of course he can throw a knife.
I'm just a cook.
Under siege, there he is. He was in the Transformers. He was in Transformers.
Oh, okay.
A lot of movies. When you see him, he's in 24. He plays a government official, military official. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes,
do you have a clue?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Glenn Morshower. He's 59 today. Cedric the Entertainer. When he first started, he was just Cedric. And then the audience wasn't getting it. So he said, oh, wait a minute, I'm an entertainer. Oh, that's what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he put Cedric the Entertainer. He's done some acting, some voice work, comedian. Cedric the Entertainer, he's 54.
Just expect me to forgive. Oh, that's a mighty big word for such a small man.
Mighty big word for such a small man. That's a good line. Rebecca Lynn Howard, one hit wonder.
Yeah.
39 for her today.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not a one-hit wonder. She was the first ever winner on American Idol.
That was good. You were a tremendously great liar.
Thank you.
You should be an actor.
Of course, she's talking to Blake Shelton. That's her on The Voice.
Yeah.
She is now a coach. You don't call them judges. They're coaches on The Voice. It's kind of like when you work at Target, you're not an employee. You're a team member.
Right, right.
So Kelly Clarkson... 36 today. She's done. She's done nicely.
Yeah,
she's done just fine.
Not everybody that's won Idol has done well, but
no,
she certainly has.
She was the first, and you could probably say her and Carrie Underwood are probably the top two as far as commercial success off of their American Idol championship. She's 36, and that's all I have.